President Bush's National Security Advisor begins talks with Russian officials today in Moscow. Condoleezza Rice will be working out a schedule for discussions over the future of nuclear arms control. President Bush says he wants the U.S. to build a missile defense system and bypass a treaty that prevents it. Russia objects. The U.S. wants Moscow to consider a new approach to global security. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
The State Department's top official on arms control says he hopes the United States reaches an accommodation with Russia.
We want to start out on the optimistic side, hoping that these consultations, through these discussions, we can come to a more normal relationship with Russia.
But if the talks don't succeed, and quickly, Undersecretary of State John Bolton says the U.S. plans to push ahead with missile defense anyway. The U.S. will drop out of a 1972 anti-ballistic missile treaty with Russia.
We are short on Pollyannas in the Bush administration.
Bolton was talking yesterday to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Moderate Republican Lincoln Chafee of Rhode Island said he was curious about the administration's attitude.
Mr. Bolton, what exactly do you mean by we're short of Pollyannas? What exactly does that mean?
Well, I think we're a pretty hard-headed, realistic group of people, if I may say so. I don't think that we have any illusions about the difficulties of transforming the strategic relationship with Russia.
And yet Bolton says the administration is ready to force a dramatic change in its relationship with the only other country that has thousands of nuclear weapons. President Bush has said he thinks he can deal with Russia's president. He repeated that sentiment after meeting with Vladimir Putin this past weekend.
And you saw the president yesterday. I thought he was very forward-leaning, as they say in diplomatic nuanced circles.
During his presidential campaign, Mr. Bush said of Putin, "I'm going to look him right in the eye and say, you're no longer the enemy." At the time, critics found those words a little callow, but his administration has since put a lot of thought behind them. Some experts on Russia suggest it's time to junk the complicated arms agreements negotiated back when the two countries undeniably were enemies. Yesterday, the State Department's John Bolton translated the president's words back into the language used in diplomatic nuance circles.
We need to escape from the inertia that has kept the concept of mutual assured destruction as the centerpiece of our strategic relationship with Russia.
The Cold War theory was that the U.S. and Russia wouldn't attack each other as long as each knew the other could destroy it. That's why both sides agreed to limit their defenses. The Bush administration contends the U.S. and Russia get along better now, so the anti-ballistic missile treaty shouldn't matter. And it shouldn't matter if the U.S. builds a limited missile defense. It might counter a small attack from North Korea or Iraq. What's more, Bolton suggests the U.S. is no longer interested in making any arms control treaties.
Formal agreements of hundreds of pages that count every warhead and pound of throw weight are characteristic of agreements negotiated by distrustful adversaries. That is not the kind of relationship we want with Russia.
Yesterday, Senate Democrats mocked this argument. Senator John Kerry says Russia still has thousands of nuclear warheads, and he asked if the U.S. really wants to move beyond arms control.
I don't know what's going to happen in 20 years. I don't know what kind of Russia you'll have in 20 years.
Democrat Joe Biden asked how other nations will respond. He says the U.S. might build a missile defense only to see Russia and China build a few more missiles so they can overwhelm it. Then Biden says other nations might build missiles to match them.
If the result of that is we would generate a new arms race in Asia, if the result of that is Japan ends up being a nuclear power, the Korean Peninsula is nuclearized, India and Pakistan respond to China, etc., then that's not a safer world for me. Then for me, count me out.
Some U.S. allies in Europe also remain skeptical. They're fearful of provoking a confrontation with Russia. The Russians themselves suggest the U.S. is simply moving to dominate them. Russia might agree to changes in the anti-ballistic missile treaty, but President Putin has also called that treaty a cornerstone of global security. Some analysts suggest that Putin agreed to consult with the U.S. just to keep the Bush administration talking and find a way to salvage a bad situation. But President Bush has made it clear he wants a missile defense system, and he's not willing to talk forever. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.